K-Lo, the Soul Cafe on 959. This is Car Drive on the streets, on the air. We are everywhere. Welcome to it. We kicked it off with Pharrell Happy. And there's a lot to discuss. But before we get to any of that, you just need to listen to me and understand I'd never lead you astray. You have a chance of winning money here. A share of 60,000 Rand this month. Because, you know, hashtag 24 Kaya Magic. We're celebrating 24 years of the station's existence. And the first thing I need you to trust me on is just go to our website and register your birthday. Don't ask any questions. Do that right now. Car959.co.za. And then I'll give you more steps, a couple of hours into the show. I'll tell you how you can win. But if you just listen to me and follow the steps as I give them to you, you stand a good chance. Go to our website and register your birthday. We will then take it from there. Thank you very much for tuning in. Okay.
Because we are happy second time of this team. Because we are happy second time of this team. Second hello. Thank you, Susan. I'm standing here in the room, love.
Yeah, boo. Just as hard as this is the soul cafe. Echo of your heart. Okay, and with that, I guess let's get the show started. You know, the thing about lessons is you don't know where you get them from. And sometimes they come from people where you feel like, I would have never expected this person to teach me this kind of lesson. Kids are a very good example of that. Agreed or disagreed?
Agree.
What are you busy on the phone here with it?
Sorry.
Your kid told you not to be on the phone while you're at work?
Yeah, wow.
I mean, what is this?
Okay, sorry. Yeah, so I've got a almost 4-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
And, every other day I'd ask her, so Kenya, are you beautiful? Do you think you are a pretty girl?
Yeah.
And she says yes. I know I'm a pretty girl. How do you know this? No, I told myself. So what if I told you that you were not pretty? No, I told myself that I'm pretty, aww, so I am. So I think there really is a lesson there. You know, this whole thing of seeking validation elsewhere. Yeah. And maybe just working internally and telling yourself that every single day.
Kenya, that's so cute.
So wise.
Yeah.
Any lesson from any kid on your side, Kenila?
From my daughter, I'll say my daughter is trying to teach me to be a better communicator. So I'm always shouting, like I shout at everything. So every time she says, Mama, speak slowly. If you're shouting, I can't hear you.
Wowzers.
All the time. And I mean, I get it, you know. So I think it's just about just like, if you're going to make noise, no one's going to hear you.
Sure.
So she's always saying that to everyone, even my grand, because I don't know, I come from this family that, you know, shouting.
Wire,
and I think it's getting through. So I think just being a better communicator, that's what my daughter's teaching me. I don't think I've quite learned it, but that's what I'm learning.
Okay. Sandman, any lessons that you've come across where you're like, this kid taught me a lesson actually?
There are plenty. Oh. I mean, just kids in general, how they simplify things. Mm. It's black and white. If a child believes in something, they believe in that thing, full stop. You can't shake them otherwise. If they're your friend, they're your friend. There's no gray area. If they're your enemy, they're also your enemy. I laugh at a tweet that I saw where this mother says, now I went to drop off my kid. And she said, hi, this is Mang Mang. We are enemies. And left it at that. I was like, wow, the brutal honesty. Wow.
Okay. And that's pretty much what it is, right? Because that innocence, that is what leads to, I suppose, the lesson being learned. You realize that, you know, as adults, we become too jaded. That's the first thing. And then beyond that, yeah, we add too much unnecessary stress in life. kids, they don't do that, even with their own parents. So I don't know if you've seen, there's another video. This mom used to obviously talk a whole lot of smack about a neighbor, right? Mm-hmm. And then the kid just walked up to a neighbor and said, "Hey, my mommy doesn't like you." And then that was that. And then, yeah, and this lady was like, ah, she felt bad, but at the same time, it opened up a lot of opportunity for them to have the discussion about why it is that she doesn't like her. And so, yeah, after a while, I guess she was happy with it. So give us a shout. What lessons have you learned from kids? 086-00-00959. Hit us up on WhatsApp as well. 063-688-0959.